and say, "Peace, brothers and sisters."
就像我们巴西人跟大家一起说弟兄姐妹们平安。
Bring your greetings. Kaixo is here. Our kids in Germany also greet you.
Kaixo 今天坐在这里还有两个孩子他们现在不在这里。
And friends in Brazil would have us say hello to you.
我们在巴西的朋友也要跟你们一起说向大家祝问候。
The leaders of our church in Brazil would thank you for your prayers for them.
还有我们在巴西的教会的这些带领的弟兄姐妹们也向谢谢大家常常为他们祷告。
And friends and family in Germany have also asked that we greet you and say hello to you.
我们同样的在德国的家庭和朋友也向你们问候，这个表示感谢。
We have been in Germany for the last 7 months.
我们在过去的七个月，我们是在德国。
We've been sharing in churches all over the country.
所以我们在那个地方，在整个国家的，我们去了许许多多地方，在教会里面分享。
Visiting families and thank family and thanking supporters for how they prayed and supported us over the years.
我们去探望我们的亲戚和朋友，包括还有朋友，他们常常给我们提供了许多的支持和帮助。
And we've come to the U.S. to rest.
我们回到美国这边来，我们是来休息的。
But we couldn't pass up this opportunity to also come and thank you for your prayers and faithful support all of these years.
但是我们也很正需要抓住这个机会，能够来到和大家一起来说谢谢你们那么多年一直为我们的祷告和支持。
We believe that we're here today because you've been praying for us.
我相信我们今天能够在这里也是因着你们的祷告和支持。
And we feel privileged that we can share the financial support you give to us with others.
我们也真是感到非常的有这样的特权你们所财务上面的支持，我们能够用来和我们所侍奉的地方的当地的人们一起来享受。
So it seems very small to say thank you, but that's all I have. Thank you.
所以看上去好像我觉得好像比较只是说谢谢，好像太清淡了，实际上真的从我们的心里我们要说谢谢你们。
Rebecca is 18 now.
他们的孩子 Rebecca 她现在是18岁。 Rebecca 就是中文呢就是利百加。
And she's not here today, she's in southern Germany taking a course.
她今天不在这里，她还是在德国的南部，她在参加一些学习。
Along with 22 other students, and half of those students are also missionary kids.
他和一同大概有22个像他这样的年纪一起在学习，大概有一半都是像这种宣道士的孩子。
And they all have similar questions, like, now that I finished high school, what do I do with my life?
所以他们这些人同样有一个问题，就是我们高中毕业了，我们下面面对我们前面是什么样的一个道路。
So they have opportunities to try out different kinds of jobs.
所以他们在这里学习的话，是给他们有机会试一试看不同的工作。
Some Bible studies so they learn more about God.
而且他们学习圣经，能够更加的认识神。
And learning how to do basic things like buy groceries and take care of themselves as they live together.
所以他们学习一些最基本的一些独立生活的一些技能，包括去商店去买他们所要的日常的蔬菜菜蔬食品。
We talked to Rebecca over the phone this morning, and she said she's feeling this week a little bit challenged.
我们跟利百加
overwhelmed.
通过电话。他觉得这个礼拜比较忙碌很多事情在一起。
Because she's trying to figure out how to buy a bus ticket or train ticket online and things that are new for her.
因为对他来说比较新鲜的，怎么样在网上去买那个公共汽车的票或者地铁的票
But she'll stay in Germany until next June.
所以他一直会在德国的南部，一直到六月份，就明年的六月份。
And Samuel is 16.
他的儿子 Samuel 就是中文就是撒母耳，他已经16岁了。
And he's staying for these 6 weeks that we're here in the U.S. He's staying with his aunt, with Kaixo's youngest sister.
因为他从现在我们在美国来，他们六个月呢，他是跟这个 Kaixo 六个礼拜，他是六个礼拜，对不起，六个礼拜，他跟 Kaixo 的 妹妹，就是他的姑姑了，小姑姑在一起。
So he's in good hands, and he has his two boy cousins to keep him company.
啊，他是啊，在一个非常好的照顾之下，他有两个表弟哈、啊，有两个表弟跟他在一起。
And he's being a big help as he volunteers at the preschool where his aunt works.
所以他在姑姑啊，他所在学校里面啊，做啊帮手啊，做帮手。
But Samuel feels very Brazilian, and he's been ready, he says, since May to go back to Brazil.
所以啊，撒母耳他是一直想，他说我已经准备好了，再要回到巴西去啊。从五月份啊开始，他就说要再回到巴西。
So it's been a long stay for him in Germany, and he looks forward to going back in November and continuing school, high school.
所以他可以对他来说，他是一个很大的。啊，在这耐心继续等待，回到啊十一月份，他要回到巴西。
We talked to him over Skype, FaceTime about once a week.
所以我们通过一些网上的像啊 Skype 和那个 Facebook， 就是像苹果机他们方面的啊网上对话。
I've been especially touched by Psalm 73 lately because of the things that have been going on with us.
所以我特别是被啊、这段时间是特别被啊、诗篇里面的七十三篇所感动，啊、特别是我自己经历过这一些事情的时候，特别的这些诗篇更加的打动我。
And I want to look at the psalm together with you in the hopes that it will encourage you too.
所以下面我想跟大家一起来啊、一起分享这个诗篇七十三篇，也希望同样的诗篇能够一样的鼓励你。
But first, I need to give you some background, so.
所、so, 以我想先啊，在讲到这个之前，诗篇呢，我先给你们一些背景啊，介绍一下。
We'll look at the text in a minute.
所、so, 以我们先啊看图片，然后再看一些啊文字。
For those of you that don't know us, our family lives in southern Brazil.
啊，对于你们当中可能有一些人还啊并不知道我们在巴西住在什么地方。
And we live in a valley on the edge of a Kaingang Indian village called Queimadas.
所以啊、我们所住的地方是靠近比较偏啊、边一点的一个地方，叫 Camada。
That's that orange circle. That's the higher orange circle.
所以你看见那个是有黄橘黄色的圆的，颜色里面有个小房子的，好、啊，在上面一点，上面一个。
The other little houses they represent、other villages of the same Kaingang language.
所以另外还有一个圆点也是一样，它有。
All of the little houses, not just the one.
所有的、房子每个地方都是讲那个、当地叫 Kanga 他们的、部落、人所居住的地方。
Our kids grew up in Queimadas. They've had spent their whole lives in Queimadas in that orange circle.
所以、我们的孩子、他们 长大是从那个、橘黄色的这个房子的地方叫 Camada 的地方、他们在那里长大。我刚才问了一下开始的 Camada 的意思就是说那里是被火烧过的地方、因为、到收割完之后他们就烧那个、留下来的麦秸，那地方烧过、用火烧一遍，所以它的名字的意思就是、火烧过的地方，所以帮助你们记住这个地方。
And their mother died there and was buried there.
所以两个孩子他们的母亲也在那里过世，也埋在那里。
And Kaiksho was born in the other lower orange circle.
所以开始弟兄他是在出生在另外一个橘黄色、左边、这边、下面一点的橘黄色，他是出生在那个地方。
So our roots as a family go deep in Brazil and with the Kaingang.
所以我们的可以说我们的家庭我们的这个根哈，在这个地方有很深的根，在那个当地这个 Kaingang 这个、部落里面。
This is the most recent picture we have of Queimadas village.
所以这就是、我们、比较最近、照片，关于我们所住的地方叫 Camada 地方。
We took it just before we left in February for Germany.
所以我们二月份离开那里的时候，我们在这离开之前、照的照片。
About 90% of what you see there, the houses, electricity, the school up in the, on the hillside, the farmland, those are all、fruits of long years of work with village leaders and the mission.
所以你们在这里看到的可以说90%这里面的房子店包括学校在山坡上面的学校还有一些其他的这些所有的东西你看到的这些几乎就是啊、他们就以平和开始他们和当地的啊、这村庄的带领的人一起的多年的、辛勤的劳苦的功效
That's been over about 15 years 15 or 20 years.
将近15年到20年的这段长的时间，他们和当地的一起的这些同工们一起的工作。
There are other fruits that we can't see.
我们还有一些其他的一些成效成果，我们虽然眼睛是不能看见。
Like people who have been trained in teaching or tractor driving, farming, healthcare, and who have now jobs.So they can support their families.
所以这些我们虽然不能看见，但是这些人他技能各方面的技能的造就和他们的健康，包括技能开这个拖拉机，还有一个是各种各样的技能啊，种地种田，这些都是我们虽然人不能看见，都是他们在那里的另外的一个工作的一个成效。
And there is a living church, a group of believers who meet together.
还有那么多啊，成为一个基督徒教会在那里诞生。他们在一个固定定期的在那里有聚会敬拜。
This is on a day when we're going down to the river for baptism.
所以这个照片是我们那天要去，有许多的弟兄姐妹要受洗，包括那个撒母耳他们儿子也在那天受洗。
So the gospel arrived in Quemadas not just in preaching, but also in helping these people who were in poverty.Spiritual and physical poverty.
所以这个福音啊带到这里，不光是神的话语到了这里，而且是当地的贫穷的状况得到了改变。
In September of 2012, there was a violent coup.
所以啊，但是在2012年的时候，那里发生了一些骚乱。
Two men died.
有两个人啊，两个男人死掉。
The chief and his family fled for their lives to another place.
所以他们的酋长呢？啊，酋长和他妻子呢，他们因为也是有人要威胁要杀他们，所以他们逃走了。
And a new group of leaders came to power.
所以他们有一些新的人出来啊，做了他们村庄啊部落的一些首领。
And many of you have been reading our letters and know how heartbreaking it was for us.
所以当时我们啊当中许多弟兄姐妹啊有读到李平啊给我们寄的信，告诉我们当时所发生的情况是非常可以说非常比较恐怖的事情。
It broke our hearts to see this new leadership consume the village savings.
我们也真是啊，使我们的心非常的伤痛，因为这些新的这些领导出来的时候，他们真是啊乱用啊我以前所存下来的存款钱。
Misuse village property and ruin it.
And 包括这个村庄里面的地产也是一样，他们是随意的糟蹋。
And slander us for having worked together with the old leaders.
而且也可以用谎言来诽谤李平和 Casual 他们和前面的村庄这些带领的人一起的工作。
They got rich and they told lies.
他们自己发财致富，他们也说谎言。
There was no punishment for their crimes.
在我们看来，他们所做的这些好像还没有正义和公正来制裁他们。
And then over time they just got bolder.
所以随着这个时间越来越长，他们的胆量，他们的贼胆越来越大。
So they committed different kinds of crimes, like kidnapping, stopping the train, blocking the train on the railroad tracks.
所以他们胆子越来越大，以至于他们继续发展到去拦截火车，抢劫。
Blocking the highway.
然后也拦阻那个高速公路。
All ways that they would try to.Negotiate and get money in return.
他们的目的就像是用那个绑票一样的，要更多的钱。
And the thing is, it worked.
他们这样做，很奇怪的是，他们这样做还就是好像他们成功了。
And so they just got bolder.
所以他们得到他们所要的，他们也胆子也越来越大。
And meanwhile, we prayed that God would change the situation.
也在同时，我们也一直在祷告，我们求神要来改变这一切。
And we waited.
所以我们在等待。
And we hoped.
我们也在盼望。
I remember one day hearing a car come by and thinking, oh, they're coming to talk to us now.
所以我们也是常常有听到，有车的声音经过，或者我们觉得他们会来跟我们来讲话，跟我们来交通。
Maybe now we'll talk together and work together.
我们有可能现在要开始我们来交通一起的工作。
Not just one time, several times.
那不是只一次，而是很多次我们有这样的情形。
But we were many times disappointed.
但是当然我们每一次我们都是很失望。
And it's been 3 years now.
这样子一共从2012年到现在已经三年了。
We felt worn down with the waiting.
我们也觉得好像有点真是有点放弃了。
And we've asked that God would guard our hearts from bitterness and ungodly reactions.
我们也求神真是保守我们的心，让我们不再有苦读。
And this is why Psalm 73 speaks to me.
这就是为什么诗篇73篇这个时候它的来打动了我的心。
And I trust it will speak to some of us here too, because I know there are more than just us who've been waiting for three or five or ten years.
所以我们相信这个诗篇也一样，对我们许多我们当中许多人一样的说话，因为我们也在里面有同样的经历，忍耐十年十几年。
The text I'll put it up here if you prefer to read it up here in your Bible, Psalm 73.
所以我把我讲的这个诗篇的一段一段我也打在这个投影片上面，如果你要看的话直接可以看上面。
Truly God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped.
至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。
For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，就心怀不平。
There's a conflict here because we know that God takes care of His children.
这里好像看上去好像有点有点矛盾。我们知道神他一定会眷顾他的儿女。
And so we have this natural reaction that when people do bad things, they should also be punished for doing them.
所以对我们来说很自然，我们看到如果是恶人他做恶事的话一定会被惩罚。
Or at least not prosper.
或者至少不会使得他们成功，或者是得到他们所得的。
How can it be that we who are trying to do what is right often suffer more than those who are doing what is wrong?
对于我们这个状况来说，为什么我们是想做神的儿女，做这对的事情，我们却是承受了很大的，可以说是遭难。
And that prosperity isn't just material wealth, money, riches.
所以我们在这里讲了他们的繁荣不只是在物质上面。
It might be just being appreciated.
所以有的时候我们讲到真正的繁荣，就是说我们所做的如果能被他们所认可的话，就已经是很好。
That what you have to offer is seen as valuable.
所以这就看到我们就看到我们在主里所摆上的是很有价值的。
Relationships.
就保持什么和他们的关系，人与人之间的关系。
In our case, it's been longing to be involved again with the leadership to help the village.
对我们来讲，我们真是很希望能够和他们新的这个部落的带领的人能够一起的同工。
But the wicked seem to prosper in more ways than just material wealth.
但是好像看来这些恶者当道，他们仍然是在好像一个走在一个成功的路上面。
And they seem to get bolder and wealthier.
他们好像是越来越猖狂，而且他们也越来从中里面得到很多的财富得利。
We see that in verses 4-7.
所以我们在这里可以看到，从这个诗篇的第四节到第七节里面。
For they have no pangs until death. Their bodies are fat and sleek.
他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力气却也壮实。
They are not in trouble as others are. They are not stricken like the rest of mankind.
他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾。
Therefore, pride is their necklace. Violence covers them as a garment.
所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的项上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。
Their eyes swell out through fatness, their hearts overflow with follies.
他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。
People in our village actually said things like, "We're Indians, no one can touch us."
所以我们所住的地方村庄，他们这些人会说，我们是印第安人，没有人能够什么人能敢动我们。
And they threaten the police if they dare to come down into the valley.
如果警察要到他们的村庄来的话，他们同样可以威胁警察。
Verse 8 says, they scoff and speak with malice. Loftily, they threaten oppression.
所以就是说他们所讲的话就是像讥笑狂傲说狂傲的话。
They set their mouths against the heavens and their tongues struts through the earth. Verse 9.
所以可以说他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁谤全地。
Their tongue struts. Do you know what it is to strut?
所以你知道不知道他们的舌头亵渎亵渎。
It's to walk with an attitude that I'm above everything else.
所以就意思说我不在乎所有的，我是可以说我是唯有我伟大。
They say things thinking there will be no consequence.
所以他们所讲的话，他们不会想到任何的后果。
And their talk is so convincing that people follow them, or at least are too afraid to go against what they say.
所以真是他们这样子的狂傲，以至于许多人真是也怕他们至少不愿意跟他们作对。
Therefore, his people, God's people, turn back to him.Turn back to them and find no fault in them.
所以就是说神的名归到这里喝尽满杯的苦水。
Verse 10.
Yeah.
And they say, how can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High?
所以他们说神怎能晓得至高者岂有知识呢？
Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease, they increase in riches.
所以看这就是恶人，他们既是常享安逸，财宝便加增。
They get so full of themselves that they actually challenge God.
所以他们真是在这里他们要想挑战神。
And that was the situation in our village for about the first year after that.
所以这也是在，这正是发生在我们的村庄里面，也就是2012年的时候，刚刚开始的时候。
It wasn't easy for the believers in the village because they often had to choose to be seen as against the leadership if they didn't participate and then risk losing their house, their property, be sent away.
所以当时对村庄里面一些信徒来讲，也确实对他们是个很大的挑战。他们要决定是否是顺从这些带领的这些新的领导呢，还是说不顺从？如果不顺从的话，他们会失去他们所住的地方和房子财产。
So many churchgoers were in the kidnapping negotiations. They were on the highway when it was being blocked. They were on the railroad when the train was being stopped.
所以我们这里面很多的信徒，他们当时也一起参与了当时的一些绑架活动在高速公路上面拦截，包括在火车拦截火车。
Everyone was getting rich, so why should they miss out on getting their share?
看到人们这样做的时候，大家都致富了，财富更多，所以他们说他们也不想错过这个机会。
And then fewer and fewer people would come to visit us.
所以呢，越是这样子的时候呢，越是有很少的人再来和我们来看我。
Or even look at us when we passed on the street.
甚至我们在走路的时候，他们都不愿意来看我，看见我们，躲避我们。
They were ashamed or afraid that they might be seen as taking sides against the chief.
所以他们担心他们如果是和他们和以平和开学他们接近比较接近的话呢，会让这个新的领导看见认为他们是选边在站在以平他们这一边。
Verse 13 says, "All in vain have I kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence."
第十三节诗篇73的十三节说，我实在突然洁净了我的心。突然洗手表明无辜。
For all the day long I have been stricken and rebuked every morning.
十四节，因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。
If I had said I will speak thus, I would have betrayed the generation of your children.
我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的众子。
So meanwhile we prayed together with our kids often that God would keep our hearts clean.
所以这就是为什么我们和我们的孩子一起祷告，就是让神保守我们一颗清洁的心。
But with time and with the tiredness, we begin to ask ourselves, "What are we doing here?"
所以当然了，每天度过的时候，我们自己也会常常在里面问我们自己：我们在这里干什么呢
？We struggled with feelings of futility.
所以我们在这里我们所挣扎的，我们在这里的真正的效果，我们有什么能在这里所做出？有效果的事情。
But we didn't feel that it was time to move away.
但是我们没有想到我们需要离开那个地方。
We knew people were watching our reactions.
我们知道有人他们会在看我们的行动。
And the fact that we were still there was in itself a message.
但是我们仍然在这里我们来传播神的信息。
We wanted to at least encourage our brothers and sisters in the village.
我们在那里，我们仍然要鼓励我们的弟兄和姐妹在村庄里面的 继续的生活。
But many of you know too that doing what is right when everyone else seems to be doing what is wrong.
所以我们正是要让他们知道，大家也会知道，我们在这个时候，在许多人都在朝一个方向做坏事情的时候，如果你要坚持做一个好的事、正的事情的时候，是会感觉到很孤单的。
And it can be exhausting.
有的时候也真是可以说精疲力尽。
Verse 16, but when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task.
所以诗篇第十六节，我思索怎能明白这事，眼看实习为难。
Until I went to the sanctuary of God, then I discerned their end.
等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
What is the sanctuary of God?
在这里我们讲的神的圣所是什么呢？
It's where God's people gather to worship.
是不是我们这些神的儿女，我们在一起敬拜的地方
？And where they're reminded of the future.
这就是是不是要让我们真正的看见我们将来所要在的地方
？I was so blessed just with this beginning worship time.
我真是刚才在我们开始这个敬拜的刚开始的时候，我真是被这里面所感动。
We need this.
我们需要这个，我们真的需要这个。
We're so blessed to be able to worship God in our own language.
因为这是神的祝福，让我们能够真是用我们自己的语言在神的面前我们敬拜他。
And remind one another.
也真是提醒，帮助我们提醒我们自己和别人。
That our home is in heaven.
我们的家，真的家，我们在天上。
In this Christian fellowship, we're encouraged, and it gives us perspective in the light of eternity.
所以我们在基督徒里面，我们这些有团契的，正是可以得到鼓励，让我们正是看到我们的将来，我们的盼望都在天上。
And it opens us to have compassion for the wicked because we see how they stand in relation to God.
所以也真是给我们更加从神那里来的爱心来的看待这些作恶的人。
Verse 18 says, "Truly, you set them, the wicked, in slippery places. You make them fall to ruin."
所以在诗篇的十八节是这样说：你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。
How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors.
他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉！他们被惊恐灭绝了，灭尽。
Like a dream when one awakes, O Lord, you rouse yourself. You despise them as phantoms.
人睡醒了，怎样看梦？主啊，你醒了，也必照样轻看他们的影像。
In the sanctuary of God, we find we can pray sincerely for the salvation of those who are against us.
所以我们真是在神的圣所，我们能够真正的心诚实意的为这些人的救恩而祷告。
Far from the sanctuary of God, I think we tend to wish them harm.
但是你知道，我们如果是离开神的他的圣所的话，我们可能从我们心里面来的，我们只希望他们能够被惩罚。
But we need to return frequently to this fellowship with other believers in the sanctuary of God.
但是我们真正的我们所要的，正是和其他的信徒一起，我们能够来到神的殿中，来一起有这样的交通祷告。
Because things seem to get so quickly too big and impossible again.
因为我们知道有的事情会发生的非常的快，而且非常的糟糕，以至于到不可收拾的地步。
And then we lose perspective again, especially if we're tired.
如果特别是我们疲倦的时候，我们会失去我们的信心。
That was my case.
这是对我来讲，这是我认识这样。
I begin to wonder why is it taking God so long to do something.
我心里面常常会想，神啊，为什么你那么长的时间你都没有做什么呢
？I ask Lord, when will you rouse yourself as the verse said? When will you move?
所以我们在心里常想，神啊，你什么时候来兴起？你什么时候来开始改变这样的趋势
？It would be so easy for you.
对神来讲，对你来说非常，实在是太容易了。
You change hearts like that.
如果你要改变我们的心的话，只要这么一闪间。
But he has other plans.
但是我们知道神他有他的计划。
And we can get impatient with God, like the psalmist says in verse 21, 22.
所以我们仍然要像有这样的真是耐心，就像诗篇二十一节这样说到。
When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast toward you.
因而我心里发酸。 被捕被刺。22节，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。
Thankfully, God is forgiving and He knows our weaknesses.
我们知道，我们感谢神，他常常赦免我们，他知道我们的软弱。
He's merciful. He doesn't let us go.
他常常是给我们恩典，他是怜悯，他不会让我们轻易的放弃。
We can be real with Him, and He can take our tantrums and our venting and our ignorant ravings.
所以我们在他面前要真实，他可以接受我们的脾气也好，我们的怒气也好，我们的。各方面我们所出自人的这些情绪。
And when we come back, He's still there to guide us and comfort us.
当我们回转回到他的面前的时候，他仍然指引我们所走的道路。
Verse 23 says, "Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand."
所以23节，然而我常与你同在，你搀着我的右手。
You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory.
你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。
And what touches me about the next verses?
我最最感动的是下面的那个经文。
Is that I, like the psalmist, I was waiting for God to change something outside of us.
因为我是在这里等待着神来改变周围的一切的环境。
Change that chief's heart.
包括那个酋长酋长的心。
Change the situation in our village.
把我们整个村庄所有的情况状况能够改变过来。
But what God was changing was inside of me.
但真正神在这里所做的工作，他所的改变的工作，就是在我的心里。
Both Kaiksho and I have been so exhausted that we don't even know how to pray sometimes.
所以我和开始是以至于到了一个疲倦的境地，都不知道怎样祷告。
We don't know what to pray for, and the only thing we know is to ask that God be with us.
我们都不知道该祷告什么，但是我们知道一件事，就是说我们求神与我们同在。
And that's the only thing we know for sure.
但这件事我们确确实实我们是很确认确实知道的神与我们同在，但神就是跟他们同在。
Verse 25, Whom have I in heaven but you? And there's nothing on earth that I desire besides you.
所以诗篇这个25节在这里说，除你以外在天上我有谁呢？除你以外在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
My flesh and my heart may failBut God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
God is the only one we can be sure of.
我们知道唯有神，他是在我们心里是确确实实的是一个磐石。
Whatever the outcome.
不管外界的什么样的情况出现。
And He is enough.
只要有了神，我们就有了一切。
For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you.
27节，远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都要灭绝了。
But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord my refuge, that I may tell of all your works.
但我亲近神是与我有益，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
That last sentence, we need to make the Lord God our refuge so that we may tell of His works.
所以真正的最后一节在这里讲，我们真是要以耶和华为我们的避难所，所以我们可以述说耶和华所做的一切的工作。
So we see that the psalmist was encouraged by going to the sanctuary of God.
所以我们在这里诗篇73篇，我们看见他在这里鼓励我们，要我们进到神的圣殿里。
And he was fueled by making God his refuge.
他真是愿意成为我们的避难所。
For Kaiksho and myself, telling the works of God includes finishing Hangang Old Testament translation.
所以我跟Kaiksho在这里，我们一直谈到神的工作，我们真是要把翻译成当地的语言，叫 Hangang 的语言的旧约部分，把它翻译完成。
It's why we believe we still need to go back.
这就是为什么你只要让我们说激励我们说我们仍然要回到那个地方去
They need to know the whole story of God's works
因为那里的人他们需要真正的完全的救恩知道神的话语
And、we have a first draft version so part of it is done
所以我们已经有一个、大全部的一个草稿已经完成了
And the next few years we need to sit witha group of Indians and go through the whole thing and make sure it's very understandable and natural.
所以我们后面几年所要做的工作就是把这个草稿我们带到印第安人当中来读给他们听让他们能够明白、是不是这些他们能够读懂的他们能够听懂的。
So we go back to Brazil with Samuel at the end of November.
所以我们和、撒母耳会一起、在十一月底的时候我们就会回到巴西。
But things may not have changed in the village.
我们知道有可能、这个村庄的他们的状况可能到现在还没有改变还是像以前的状况一样
We've tried not to get too much news so that we can rest and so we really don't know what's changed there
所以我们现在也确实也不想太知道、那边的情况到底是怎么样也不想影响我们目前在这里休息
But we know that we need to go back with、a plan or with ideas of how we will keep our tanks better filled
所以我们也当时我们心里面是知道我们要知道我们回去的时候要完全的给装备好知道我们的计划知道我们里面的能力我们的、力量是从哪
里
充满了能力力量
What it will mean for us to be in the sanctuary of God or to make God our refuge
所以真正的对我们来讲我们是怎样能够真正的进入神的他的殿和神他成为我们的避难所
And we ask you to pray for that pray for us
我也要求希望你们能够为我们祷告
And thank you for how you have prayed for us all these years
所以我也特别谢谢你们在过去的那么多年你们怎样的常常的为我们祷告
And as we close now I'd like to ask you to just close your eyes
下面我们就要结束但是我想请大家各位能够先闭上眼睛
And think about those situations that you've been praying for, that you've been waiting for.
就像你头脑里想象，在过去那么多年，你为我们所祷告的，你所希望的祷告的结果的出现。
Maybe you've been waiting for change and have been frustrated and disappointed.
你也许也是一样，在同样的祷告里面，好像看到事情没有变，没有变化，没有改变。
And maybe now you're exhausted too.
那你可能心里有很多的不安、焦虑，但你心里面有可能也有许多的失望。
Can you lay that situation before God again?
你能不能
trust Him with it?
你能不能把这些都交在神的面前，唯独的相信神
？Can you trust Him for whatever the outcome?
你能不能够相信神，不管外界状况会出现什么样的结果或者状况？
Do you believe that he's enough?
你相信不相信有了神那就是足够的。
Lord, I thank you that you walk this life with us.
主，我们真谢谢你与我们一同走着生命之道。
And I thank you that you know our hearts and our frustrations and our desires.
我们也感谢你，你也知道我们心，知道我们里面的挣扎。
Help us to come to that place of quietness and stillness before you.
真是带领我们来到我们青草地上安静的地方。
Increase our faith in your word that says you will be exalted over all the nations, over all the earth.
真是帮助我们里面的信心，可以看到你会被高举，你会被在万民之中被高举。
You are all powerful, and nothing is too difficult for you.
对你来说，你是全能、大能的神。对你来说，没有任何的困难。
We give you the things we've been asking and asking and asking for.
我们曾经把我们的事情一再一再的带到你的面前。
And we welcome you to change our hearts.
我们也真是主啊，你帮助我们真是改变我们的心。
So that we trust you with those things, and just look at you and know that you are enough.
就让我们看到啊，帮助我们啊，能够看见所有事情发生的时候，让我们真正的从心里知道，只要有了你，那就是足够了，除了以外没有别的。
Thank you that we have you. That is no small thing.
所以我们谢谢你，因为我们有了你，这是何等的伟大的事情。
In Jesus' name, thank you.
我们祷告的奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Thank you.